Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Pat Summerall. You know what's funny is now when I hear Pat Summerall's voice, I think about the movie The Replacements. Because he was the broadcaster in that movie of all the big plays and highlights and stuff. But he was so basic in his
calls.
Now,
you starred in that movie, didn't you?
I did.
You were in that film.
An extra in that film in the crowd. But his calls were always like, back to pass, caught, touchdown. He just used his pipes and his very economic approach with words.
At the 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
Buck said when he got into NFL play-by-play, because he was a baseball guy first, he said he wanted to do the Summerall thing. And it led to everyone yelling and screaming about how he doesn't care enough and he doesn't have any excitement. And basically, he wasn't engaged or interested. And he's like, no, I was just trying to do my Summerall where I'm just economic with my words. He said, as I started to have more energy and actually call the game more, you know, people started to give me more credit. Summerall's one of a kind. Like, you can't just do that.
Well, because he's so perfect with Madden, right? Like, understated Pat Summerall, because you're trying to get out of the way as soon as possible because Madden's going to just, if there's a minute of talking, Summerall's got the play-by-play for 6 seconds. Then 54 of which is Madden, like, here's, you know, he ate a turkey leg and then he beat a guy over the head with a trash can because they got confused. And anyway, this is a good reverse. That's perfect. That broadcast, my childhood, man.
The reason for that highlight from when Danny was 12 is that this weekend, the Commanders are going to be wearing the Redskins' old uniforms. Minus the logo, right? No emblem. But they will be wearing the actual colors of this football team.
The correct uniforms.
And for the first time since the 2-2-22 rebrand, they will look like the team that we all loved and cared so much about and grew up on. They will be, for one Sunday for 3 hours, and then a couple more times this season, a little bit more like the Redskins, that 91 group. Which, by the way, I was just watching the 91 Super Bowl highlight package on YouTube between the Redskins and the Bills. And Washington, that year, maybe the greatest team of all time. Not me saying that biasly. A lot of people feel that way. Just shoved it on the Bills in that Super Bowl.
First in offense, second in defense.
They are a 17-2 outfit that year. And that final game, Super Bowl, went over the Bills, 37-24. They led 17-0 at the half. 24-0 in the third quarter. They led 31-10 after three quarters. I mean, they were just absolutely destroying the Bills with the whole country watching. Sorry about your luck, Marv Levy. Joe Gibbs and his boys are here to push you around a little bit.
They had a larger margin of victory than they allowed points. I'll translate that for you. They scored 485 points. They gave up 224. That's a difference of 261 points. The difference between how much they gave up and how much they scored is more than how much they actually gave up, which is insane.
It's why they're rated by a lot of these outlets that do this nationally, best teams ever. There's a couple in the conversation. But the 91 Redskins, especially when you actually do analytics stuff, looking to like DVOA or any of these numbers, put back over eras, there's a real case that that was the best NFL team of all time. That defense, by the way, in that game, which sacked Jim Kelly five times in the Super Bowl, they held Thurman Thomas to 13 yards on 10 carries the year he was the MVP of the league. Think about that. So think about a running back MVP. Yeah. So it's like McCaffrey or maybe
Adrian Peterson.
You know, Bijan Robinson this year or something. And then in the Super Bowl, he averages a yard per carry while you sack the quarterback five times because you just shove it on them defensively, yet you have the best offense in the sport.
They were incredible. And again, it was Gentleman Joe Gibbs. This is not Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson running trick plays up by 40 in the fourth quarter. You know, they're calling off the dogs the instant they think they got the game won. Just unbelievable how good that group was. They were good at everything. You want to be turned over? We got you. Want to be sacked? We got you. You want to get passed on? We got you. You want to get down close to the goal line, hand it off to Gerald Riggs, who's going to he's here to chaw on some gum and score touchdowns, and he hadn't had gum in months. Just mushing people. They were amazing.
I'm just so excited for these uniforms, though. This is 1,000% the correct thing to do. Ownership's about to hit a home run here when you guys see these kits being worn this weekend. This is the Redskins jerseys that it should have been for the Commanders. If you want to put the block W instead of the, you know, Native American with the feather, that's the name change. Cool. They changed the jerseys. Yep. They changed the colors. It's a different thing. It looks nothing like the Redskins. And that all changes on Sunday night in primetime. They're going to wear these as well against Denver, which is another Sunday night game a few weeks from now. And then they're going to wear them on Christmas Day for the national TV game against the Cowboys. Now, why they waited this long, I don't really get. When the schedule came out, I remember saying, how are there zero of the three in the first half of the season?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was going to go sideways to the point where you're falling to 3-6 potentially when you wear them for the first time and your season's over. But a little bit of the excitement has been sapped here. Like, imagine if through these eight games they were 6-2 and playing a game with a really good Seattle team for one of the top spots in the conference as a potential NFC Championship game preview type matchup right now, just how much more giddiness and excitement there'd be about this. I think some of the juice is getting sucked out of it, but I'm not going to allow their struggles, their three-game losing streak, to take my eyes off the prize of what a big deal this is for so many of us, that a right has finally been found where there was a wrong, where they are righting a wrong of the bad uniform change, and I think this is only the beginning. I don't know if they could have come back full-time with these. I think there's a lot of hurdles and things I've always heard with the league and changing jerseys right after you went to a new one. But I think they're doing everything they can to try to make sure that this is part of the fabric now, that they get back to the old Redskins era stuff.
Yeah, there are a lot of clints in the way, I think, to do this full-time. But I will fully admit that my excitement is dampered by, frankly, the last few weeks and the losing and how dire I feel like kind of the predicament is. But, I mean, this is for me. You know what I mean? Like, this is always kind of my reminder, not always, but this is a reminder how separate business, finance, that side of the building is from the football side, right? Like, I know they're under the same umbrella. We just think of them as Washington. This is the football team. It's what they're doing. But they can't control the fact that there have been a bunch of injuries at defensive end and receiver hasn't gone according to plan and that sort of deal. This is the marketing ownership, do everything I possibly can at all times to win the hearts and minds of the fans. That's what this is. And I'm grateful for it. I don't know how I'm going to feel, honestly. I don't know what my reaction is going to be when I watch them trot onto the field in those jerseys.
What do you mean? What are the options? You're going to be excited and you're going to like how they look.
Well, I'm going to love it so much, but am I going to get emotional? Like, that's what I mean. I don't know. I honestly, just because of so much that's been taken. And I don't just mean the name. I just mean robbed by that little twerp who ruined this special, incredible thing that I had from my childhood. He tainted it for decades. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Am I going to sit there sobbing like a little child? I have no idea. But I do know that I'm a little bit bummed out by kind of the circumstances of football, but I'm trying, and I think I'll be able to separate that come game time and just bask in the fact that this is correct. It should have been this way all along, but you know what? I can't fight that now. It's correct now. At least I'll get to see it again, and I'm gonna be thrilled.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's fantastic. I just want to know, and there's no way to get this info. I don't even know if it exists yet. But is there an end game to this plan? Now, they're giving me an inch, and I'm looking for the mile, so to speak. But when I had originally heard that they were going back to these uniforms, and we talked about it on the show really early in the process, way back when, and let people know there's going to be some Super Bowl-era stuff they're working on. What I had originally heard was that this was going to be the uniforms. And then it came out that this was an alternate they're going to wear a couple of times. Is there any thought to that actually eventually being the landing spot?
Man, I hope.
Maybe they just couldn't have done that yet. Here's what I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
At a huge clip, these are going to go over like gangbusters with this fan base. There might be a few new young fans who go, the Commander stuff is better. I mean, I'm talking about a couple of really young people and or people who don't care about the history of the team. But there's just so many more of the rest of us that if you were to do a vote, a poll of some type after Sunday night, even when they lose to Seattle, if that happens, I think it would be like 80-20. Wear these all the time, not the Commander stuff. Does that matter? Obviously, the fact that the name isn't popular doesn't matter that much. They're not changing it. But this would be a much easier fix. Teams change uniforms all the time. Uniform design, uniform shade, uniform color. Look at the Eagles with the Randall Cunningham greens that they wear sometimes that fans love or whatever. You could just, over an offseason, whenever you're allowed to by the league, and I don't know, that's the big question.
Yeah, whatever the rules are.
How many years do you have to wait or whatever? But when you're able to just touch a button, snap your fingers, wear whatever you want to wear, would they go back to these? That's what I want to know. That's my hope. Because even though they're not going to be called the Redskins, it would heal the soul quite a bit.
It's the closest thing to that, right? The two things that you can do short of the name are play at RFK again. Got to wait a few years, but that's what's happening. That site, just that, you know, that spiritual home, to borrow the phrase from so many that have advocated for it, and the uniforms. That the two out of three. It's the closest you can do to get back to that perch,
guy.
Right.
They're going to be dressed like the Redskins on Sunday.
That's Ernest Biner and Gary Clark going over the top and Art Monk catching first down passes. Mm. Hungry Man Dinner, Charles Mann.
My era would be Chris Cooley catching passes, Jeremiah Trotter and London Fletcher making tackles, Stephen Davis going for 1456 in 1999, Albert Connell and Michael Westbrook both going for 1,000 from Brad Johnson. I mean, look, if you're Clary or you're Toby, it's Sean Taylor and it's who's more recent than even Cooley? It's like Antoine Randall and maybe even, honestly, like Clinton Portis and
Yeah, those are distant memories for those guys.
Alfred Morris.
Right.
800-636-1067. You got a thought on the Redskins turning the clocks back to the Super Bowl era with their 91 retros. The Commanders are going to be dressed like their old unis, like the Redskins this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.